Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, this question is from Emmanuel. He has a question about heaven. So, Micah, what is Emmanuel's question?
Is there going to be rain in heaven?
In the Bible, rain is mentioned in about 89 verses.
89? Did you count them all?
Yes.
Wow.
It can be a good thing or a bad thing. Most often, rain is a good thing because it helps plants grow and gives us water to drink. But if there is too much rain, like during the flood, it can be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So will there be rain in heaven? And what about the new earth? The Bible doesn't really tell us.
Man!
But there are two verses that might provide a clue as to how God will provide water.
Okay, well, let's look those up.
All right, so if you have your Bibles, the first verse is Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10.
All right, Genesis, first book in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 10. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. Aiden, what does that say?
A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers.
The second verse is found in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2.
Wow, so now we're going to the opposite end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. All right, so we were in Genesis, and now we're going to Revelation, the very back of the book of Revelation. What does that say?
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves on the tree were for the healing of the nations.
So here we find in these two verses that in the Garden of Eden, God used a river to water the garden. Once it went through the Garden of Eden, it divided and became four rivers. In Revelation 22, we find that there's also a river in the New Jerusalem.
So there was a river that God created when he created the world, right? And then you're saying that when we get to heaven, there's going to be a river in heaven.
That's right. It may be that the same way God watered the Garden of Eden, he will also water the New Jerusalem and the New Earth as well. Which is using a river.
Yeah.
Will there be rain too? We'll have to wait and find out.
Here we go again. Another question to ask God when he comes. I'm looking forward to that day. How about you? Thanks so much, Emmanuel, for that question. I'm glad that you're thinking about heaven and planning to be there. You know, at the end of the year, in about December, we are going to talk about heaven and look at a bunch of Bible verses going over what heaven is going to be like. So I hope you'll stick around when we do those studies.
We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.